When he got back to his apartment after talking to his girlfriend, he told his two roommates what had happened. He said, "They were both hunched over their laptops, and without looking up, one of them was like, 'What were you thinking, man?' One of his roommates told him that girls only like guys who are running the other way. He looked at me and said, 'I felt pretty stupid at first. For a second, I was mad at myself, and even a little pissed at you. But then I thought about it, and I remembered why I did it. I told my roommates, I was daring greatly, dude.' He smiled when he told me. They stopped typing, looked at me, nodded their heads, and said, 'Oh, right on, dude.'" Daring greatly is not about winning or losing. It's about courage. In a world where scarcity and shame dominate, and feeling afraid has become second nature, vulnerability is subversive, uncomfortable. It's even a little dangerous at times. And without question, putting ourselves out there means there's a far greater risk of feeling hurt. But as I look back on my own life and what daring greatly has meant to me, I can honestly say that nothing is as uncomfortable, dangerous, and hurtful as believing that I'm standing on the outside of my life looking in and wondering what it would be like if I had the courage to show up and let myself be seen. So, Mr. Roosevelt, I think you nailed it. There really is no effort without error and shortcoming. And there really is no triumph without vulnerability. Now, when I read that quote, even when I'm feeling kicked around, all I can think is, right on, dude.